what's your business?
We're in the business of winning.
Cameron Yeo football is on the air.
It's wide open. He makes the catch on the run. A strike from Capriva, and Sims coasts in for the touchdown. Fumble on the play, a scramble for it, and the Yeoman have recovered. Trips coming wide to the left, and that's where Allison rolls to, looking. And this one is picked off. Justin Pratt inside the 10, the 5, and out of bounds at the 2-yard line, 1-yard line. Justin Pratt puts the Yeoman in business.
Capriva hands off to Smith. Smith going right. He's got some room. Inside the 15, the 10, the 5. He scores. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Live on the ranch, Fighting Yeo football is brought to you by Standards Lifecycle Solutions, Michael Watkins Real Estate, Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, by Ebco Development, Anderley Lumber Company, Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, Mallaire's Discount Center, Buckholz State Bank in Cameron, Buckholz and Rogers, by Rattler's Convenience Store, Budget Host Inn and Suites, Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning in Cameron, by Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation, First United Methodist Church of Cameron, Lone Star Ag Credit, Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces, by Rockin' R. Bail Bonds, Citizens National Bank, Marek Burns Libwell Funeral Home, Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, and by McElrath Motors. Now, it's football time.
Well, it is a sea of blue and gold, maroon and gray at Yeo Stadium, and a packed house for this 60th annual Battle of the Bell between the Rockdale Tigers and the Cameron Yeoman. Good evening, everyone. Joe Smitherman alongside is Coach Ed Colley, and this is the happening place for high school football in Central Texas tonight as these two teams meet. Coach, this is a big rivalry that dates way back. Of course, this is the 60th annual, but many times you've got one team ranked and another not, and you've got undefeated team with another not undefeated, and these two teams get together, you can throw all that out the window.
Absolutely. This is a ball game where it doesn't make a difference what you did last week or 3 weeks ago. It's what you do tonight, and they get ready. Coach Rhodes was talking about how it's, between the communities, not just the two teams or the two schools, but the two communities. And, of course, when everybody was working together at Alcoa, you know, they were seeing each other on a regular basis. And so it was. I think it's tamed down a little bit, but if you take a look around this stadium and see all the blue, that's blue and gold that's lined up around the fence, you know they're taking it serious.
Yeah, and we're still about 15 minutes or 17 minutes away from kickoff. And, of course, the visiting stands have been, that's all general admission, has been full for about 30 minutes. And they're lining the fences across the way as fans continue to pack into the hometown crowd, side of Yeo Stadium. Again, the 60th annual, these teams come in here tonight, Rockdale 5-0, and the Cameron Yeoman are 2-3. Who would have thunk, Coach, that the Yeoman would have the worst record, season record, of District 10-3A, Division I, coming into the opening night of district play? But then again, you got to look at the strength of schedule. The Rockdale Tigers, 5-0, the only undefeated team. The other four teams are 3-2, and the Yeoman are 2-3. But the Tigers have played five opponents with a combined season record of 5-23. The Cameron Yeoman, on the other hand, have played five opponents with a combined season record of 16-9. So strength of schedule has a whole lot to do with why
records.
The team has the record that they have. But when you look at this game on paper, obviously, the Rockdale Tigers are heavily senior-laden, should have great leadership on this team. This is what they're thinking is their year to reign. They are ranked number 3 in the state in Class 3A, and really they're the top-ranked Division I team in Class 3A. They're really thinking this is their year. So the Cameron Yeoman coming in here with other thoughts on their mind.
Yeah, they are, and I guarantee you both of them have had clippings up on the board, the dressing rooms, for probably longer than just a week, probably 2 or 3 weeks, and they talked about it in the off season, and they've been pointing this pointing their non-district schedule to this game. And as Coach Rhodes said, this is a big game because whoever wins it is out in front in the district race. And so it's a big ball game for both of them, and it will – I don't think anybody will be surprised at the result, whatever it is, because both teams are going to come in here fired up and ready to play.
Well, we talked about that rivalry. You know, it used to be a little more mean, I guess, is the word. A little more – I don't want to use the word hate. That sounds strong, but there was a lot of hate between these two communities way back when you mentioned Alcoa because, you know, half of Cameron, half of Rockdale worked there, and they all got together, and they just generated this anxiety among each other, you know, and it just kind of spilled out into the community. But since then, and social media, you know, these two schools have mutual friends, and a lot of Rockdale folks, you know, are dating Cameron girls and vice versa, and it's become more of a friendly but yet high-spirited rivalry, one that is a lot more fun. And, you know, of course it's serious, but it's not bloodlet serious like it used to be. So I think we've given and taken, but I would rather have this type of rivalry than the one we had in the 70s.
Oh, I would say so, yes.
The Rockdale Tigers are allowing only 185 yards per game. And, again, strength of schedule you have to consider. But the Yeomen have allowed more than 400 yards per game and allowed almost 31 points per game average defensively. So, and we saw some, you know, defensive holes last time they were on the field against Refugio. And I know the Yeomen have been working on that. And, you know, there's some special things that I know the Yeomen have put in play for this one here tonight. And I think this may, Coach, be a high-scoring ball game.
Well, it could be. You know, Coach Miller is not going. He's going to pull out every stop.
Oh,
Coach
yeah.
Rhodes is going to pull out every stop. So, they've been working hard. The difference is that Rockdale will not spread their offensive line out. They're big and they like to power you. And even though they'll pull a guard and lead a back, you know, almost every play. They're not going to have the big splits that's going to split you out real wide. So it's going to be beef on beef, and you're going to have to line up and play.
Well, let's see. Back to the rivalry once again. Let's get Coach Rick Rhodes this morning talked about it. Let's get his thoughts on that rivalry.
Well, you know, if it wasn't a district game, you know, the Rockdale-Cameron game is a huge game. And I think what separates it from most rivalries is that it's not a – it's not a school rivalry. It's a community rivalry. And it's, you know, this game is very, very important to both communities, the Cameron community certainly and the Rockdale community. So it's, you know, there's a lot riding on it. And then when you throw in the fact that it is a district ball game now and that it will have playoff implications further down the line, it just makes that game that much bigger. Oh, it's huge. You know, I mean, and this is what high school football is all about, is these rival games like this where, you know, the communities get involved and everybody's rooting for their team. And it just makes for a great environment for a Friday night football game.
Well, this stadium will be electrifying tonight as these two teams meet up. It, you know, you throw the records out again. We're starting a new season tonight. It's the district opener. A lot of times, Coach, I heard Dave Campbell say this, you see these big games happen later in the season, but, you know, we're kicking off the district race with this big game.
That's right. And then some, as Coach Rhodes mentioned earlier, that sometimes the district will take certain rivalries and line them up last, and then they'll give each team their number and draw from there. But that's not what happened here. They decided just to draw numbers, and all of a sudden, here's Rockdale playing Cameron, opening date.
All right. Well, it is. We have mostly clear skies here in Cameron tonight. Temperature is probably hovering around the 78 to 80-degree mark, and we have a light breeze that looks like is blowing out of the east, maybe from our east to west as this field lies here in Cameron. More on that. We'll tell you how the teams are dressing out a little later on, and we'll get a scouting report of the Rockdale Tigers in a moment. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on 105.1 The Ranch.
Hey there! It's Mike Shelton.
And Scotty Shelton with you again.
And we here at Miller's Discount Center in Cameron know what it takes to put together a winning team.
When you need to clean those uniforms, we have the latest washers and dryers.
Have to feed the team? No problem.
We carry ovens, even dishwashers.
Want to freeze the other team's kicker?
We even have freezers in stock.
But don't take our word for it.
Stop in at Miller's Discount Center just off Highway 77 at 1005 Industrial Boulevard in Cameron.
Welcome back to Yo Stadium as the bands are playing the school songs. We'll bring you the national anthem momentarily. Right now, let's get a scouting report on the Rockdale Tigers. First, with Coach Rhodes on the Rockdale offense.
They're going to be a lot like us. They're a spread team. They're going to be four wideouts a lot of times. They'll go empty, you know, at times. And then, you know, every year we've played Rockdale, they always come out and try, you know, some kind of package where they just try to, you know, see if they can just mash us. And I'm sure that we'll see some of that tonight. But up until this game, the games that they played this year that we have video on, they've been predominantly a spread team. They are very balanced offense. They run the ball very, very well. I think they probably throw the ball a little bit better, you know, this year than maybe some of the in their past teams that we've played. But they are very, very good offensively, you know.
All right, there's your scouting report on the Tiger offense. Now let's check out their defense.
The up front, they're going to be a four-man front. So I think sometimes you'll see three linebackers in the box. Sometimes you'll see one, and sometimes you'll see two. And so those are all things that you got to prepare for. But I think, you know, as we mentioned earlier with their offensive line, I think when you talk about their defense, you've got to start with their defensive front. And they've got a very good defensive front. That front is led by defensive end Preston Ayler. And then their tackle 57, Jacob Moreland. Both of those guys do a great job. You know, we're going to do a great job in blocking those two men, and along with their other defensive end and tackle. Their linebacker, their middle linebacker, is number 34, Joey Montelongo. Plays hard, runs to the football well. You know, very, very aggressive kid. And then they also have an outside linebacker, number 14, Hines, that does a great job for him as well at the linebacker position. And then secondary, they've got a really good secondary. You know, as I mentioned, they had really good receivers. They've got a really good secondary. You know, number five, cornerback Dansberry is very, very good. Number three, their safety, Tremaine Miles, is, you know, the kid that we talked about earlier as far as playing quarterback. He's also a really good safety for them that didn't play, but he didn't play, you know, back there last week. I suspect he'll be back there this week. And then number 12 off-field is a very good job, and number 88 Witzel. So they're very, very good in the back end. And you know, as you mentioned, they've got a really strong defense. It's going to be a really good big test for our offense tonight.
All right, there you go with the scouting report on the Rockdale Tigers. This should be a dandy, folks, and hopefully we'll keep you in your seats or on the edge of your seats until the bitter end. 7 minutes away from kickoff, the national anthem coming up in just a moment. And once the coin toss happens from midfield, we'll give you the starting lineup for whomever the Yeomen have on the field first. Coach, you know we used to judge breakthroughs. When the cheerleaders worked so hard all week to do the breakthroughs, and we would award a winner, and we won most of the time.
Yeah.
Now they've gone to these reusable breakthroughs, and most teams have done that. But if we judge the pom-poms from the cheerleaders, I got to give it to Rockdale. You know, we got breast cancer pink awareness. You know, all this is going on, and both teams have the pink pom poms. But yeah, those are pretty sharp pom poms.
Yes, they are, and they're big.
Yeah, and they have a lot of bling in them. It looks like lots of glitter. Anyway,
what is bling?
Bling?
Yeah,
that's shiny stuff.
Okay,
bling.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard of glitter, but, you know, bling's new.
Oh, you've never heard of bling?
Well, I have now.
My goodness. Well, anyway.
Yes.
They can win the pom-pom contest. That's fine. The Cameron Yeomen just need to win the scoreboard contest.
That's correct.
And the Yeomen are on the field. We're about to have our coin toss from midfield coming up in just a moment. As captains for the Rockdale Tigers, look like it's going to be Preston Ayler along with Ed Dansby. That may be Dylan McCartney, the quarterback, as well, one of the captains.
Correct.
Didn't catch the other captain for the Rockdale Tigers. The Tigers are decked out in gold over gold with blue trim, blue stripes down the thighs, and gold helmets. Cameron Yeoman are maroon over gray with white and maroon stripes down the thighs, and of course their traditional white helmets, the Rockdale Tigers, giving their fans something to cheer about this year, that's no doubt, and their fans are on their feet welcoming them to Yost Stadium. And our coin toss tonight, captains are going to be Reed Nickerson, who is back from a hip injury and will be starting at quarterback tonight for the Cameron Yeoman. Aaron Sims in there. I think that is Ryan Cullen. And a helmet's in my way of, is that number five, John Washington? Okay, those are your captains for the Cameron Yeoman. Our coin toss at midfield is brought to you live by Marek Burns Laywell Funeral Home, serving Central Texas families since 1908. Lots of media here tonight. This is, Coach, where it's happening. We've got some temporary stands, a couple of them in the west end zone below the clock, but for the most part, there's just going to be five, six deep standing all the way around this stadium where the fence is.
Yes, sir, and never changes. It's right. Always the
40 years ago, it was the very same one.
I mean to tell you.
You know, we increased our capacity somewhat with our visiting stands this year, but it didn't take them long to fill up. And the captains are now on their way to midfield for tonight's coin toss. We'll take it to the field.
Ed Dansby at number 80, Preston Ayler. For the Yeoman, number 5. John Washington, 7, Reed Nickerson.
All right, gentlemen, welcome to this evening's contest. I have a coin here. Heads, tails, I'd like for you to make your selection. Heads. Heads has been called. I'm going to toss it in the air and let it fall to the ground. Heads has been called. It is heads. They're going to defer. Let me give that signal, please. Rockdale has won and will defer. All right? With the ball? All right, put your back to that goal. You got Cameron back to that goal.
All right, there you go. The Rockdale Tigers win the toss. They want to defer to the second half. The Cameron Yeoman will get the ball first and will be moving from our right to left here in the first quarter as the Yeoman work into a light east breeze and away from the clock end zone. It is a spirited night at Yost Stadium as these two teams meet for the 60th time for the Battle of the Bell since 1954. The Yeoman lead the series rather drastically, 41-18. The Yeoman have the edge in the series. Rockdale going to try to inch a little closer with that. We'll take it down to the field now and give a listen to the Yost High School Band with tonight's national anthem. Coach, you look at Rockdale, they look a lot in size like Waco Connolly did, if anybody went to that game that are listening tonight. Well, very large, lanky, tall when you need to be, heavy set when you need to be. They're just a well-rounded size football team.
Yes, they are. Their offensive line, especially their right side, is extremely large. 285, 270, 250, big guys. But they all move real well. And on defense, that number 80 is the one that bothers me, is that we like to throw the ball short. And if that big, tall end, somebody's not blocking on him, he's going to have a chance to knock some passes down.
back deep to receive the 60th annual Battle of the Bell kickoff for the Cameron Yeoman will be Daryl Flores and Corey Smith. They will stand at about their 10-yard line to receive this kickoff. Now, keep in mind that Rockdale has an extremely talented kicker in Adolfo Shavira, and he can kick it deep. And that's a weapon in high school when you can kick it to the end zone. Otherwise, you wouldn't think that they would kick it to either one of those guys.
Well, they're the number three team in the state.
Not scared of anybody?
I don't think so.
Not yet, anyway, huh? Here we go. Shavira tees it up. And now the up backs have changed positions as Aaron Sims and Benson Vargas, and they're going to punt it or kick it right to. That is tackled at the 36-yard line. That was John, no.
35.
Yeah, 35. I'm drawing a blank. Johnny Alexander. He's fielded many of those high, short pooch kicks for the Yeoman, and he brings it back out to the 37-yard line, and that's where the Yeoman will begin their first offensive series of this game.
Good field position.
They'll come to the line of scrimmage, sending two receivers to each side. Trayon Smith in the backfield with Reed Nickerson back after about a three-week injury reserves spell. Quick pass, left side. That's Benson Vargas. He's got it up to the 40 and slammed to the turf at the 41-yard line for a gain of four.
Both of these teams run that play, and they both do a pretty good job of blocking it on the with the wide receivers.
This time the Yeoman will send three wideouts to the wide side of the field as the ball is on the near hash mark. One man wide to the right is Vargas. Second down and six from the 41-yard line for the Yeoman. All four front linemen. Here's a handoff to Trayon Smith, and he is going to be gang tackled at the line of scrimmage. All four of those big defensive linemen are on
two-point
stance.
Well, I think what they're doing, it looked to me like what they were doing is they're wandering around so that Coach Rhodes does not know what defense they're going to be in. So when he calls the play, then they go and line up where they're going to line up.
No gain on the carry by Trayon Smith, his first touch of the night, and it's third down and six for the Yeoman. Trips wide left, Vargas alone wide right, and Nickerson will take the snap. Quick pass left side. That is caught by Sims. Sims turns the corner. He's across midfield, the 45, and driven out of bounds, and a flag comes in late out of bounds as he was run out of bounds at the 45, and the Yeoman will get 15 more added to it.
Well, he was already in the white team area. He was already in the white team area when that guy tackled him.
15 yards on that, actually. Yeah, 15 yards to the 44-yard line. And a personal foul against the Tigers will move the ball down to the 29-yard line where it'll be first and 10 for the Yeoman.
Well, Rockdale surprised everybody and came out with a three-man line that time with five guys across, almost six across as linebackers. So they're trying different schemes against the Yeoman.
Trips to the near side. One of those, the slot receiver, is Trayon Smith. Twins go wide left. Ball on the far hash mark. Reed alone in the backfield. Showing blitz. Steps back. Sets up. Throws left side. And it is a diving catch at about the 22-yard line by Jordan Wells. A gain of seven. And it'll be second down and three for the Yeoman.
I think we're going to probably see a lot of those short passes like that to the outside are going to be open because they're really worried about us going deep.
Second down and three for the Yeoman from just outside the Tiger red zone, opening drive of the ball game. Trips wide to the near side. That's the wide side of the field. Quick pass out here, and Aaron Sims is lit up. And that is not a fumble. That is an incomplete pass.
Well, his teammate out here needs to go apologize to him because that was his man that ran right by him and collided with Sims as the ball got there.
Yeah, they were waiting for that play, and it's third down and three now for the Yeoman.
Wide receiver can't miss a guy that's come flying up like that.
Corey Smith and Aaron Sims wide left. Jordan Wells, Vincent Vargas wide right. And Trayon Smith is in the backfield with Reed Nickerson. Third and three from the Tiger 22-yard line. And a direct snap to Trayon Smith. And he dives inside the 20, and a flag comes in late as he is going to be about a half a yard short of the first down. It'll be fourth down pending the penalty. Threw in the and in the area of the tackle, so it could either be holding or it's a face mask. Yeah, a face mask against the Tigers. Their second major penalty of this drive, and it sets up the Yeoman first and 10 inside the Belairs Discount Center red zone at the 9-yard line. We'll call it the 10-yard line. Nose of the ball just inside the 10-yard line. I guess that would be the 9. So it is first and 10 for the Yeoman. First and goal from the Yeoman from the 9-yard line as Nickerson takes the snap, and he will hand off to Trayon Smith again. And Smith is down to about the 6-yard line for a gain of 3. Second and goal from the 6. Opening drive of this ball game. This drive started back at the 37-yard line. It has used up about 3 minutes of the clock, and this is the 8th play coming up. Second and goal from the 6. Trips wide to the near side of the field. Corey Smith alone wide left. And blitz showing. Looked like they were offsides. There is a flag. This could be a free play. It is caught by Corey Smith, and it is apparently incomplete, but there is a flag on the play. I'm sure that was encroachment by that interior part of the defensive line.
Well, they are aggressive. I saw that in some videos. They're very aggressive, and the linebacker, I think, just guessed wrong.
Well, they'll mark it off from the 6-yard line down to the 3-yard line, where it will remain second and goal for the Yeoman. Again, the opening drive of this game that started back at the 37. Two major penalties by the Rockdale Tigers, a personal foul and a face mask, have helped the Yeoman keep this drive going. And now it's second and goal from the 3-yard line. Nickerson will keep it, looking for a hole, wrapped up, slung down at the 1-yard line. And it is third and goal for the Yeoman from actually just outside the 1-yard line. If you look at the gold jerseys versus the maroon, Coach, it's it doesn't look fair as far as the size goes, but the Yeoman are in there. Here we go, third and goal from the 1. Nickerson will hand off to Smith. Smith is hit behind the line of scrimmage, and it's fourth and goal.
Outside linebacker. Outside linebacker came right off of the tackle's tail, and we never had a prayer.
It is fourth and goal from the 2-yard line. Actually, it's out at the 3 now. And the Yeoman look like they're going to keep the offense in on a fourth and goal from the 3. And we've got 9 seconds on the play clock, 6 seconds on the play clock. Here we go. Twins to both sides. Nickerson takes the snap. He's going to throw. Quick pass, corner of the end zone, too tall, incomplete, and the Tigers have held.
Well, they've got some height in that secondary. They've got some tall safeties and tall cornerbacks, and so throwing that ball over them and putting it right on the money is going to be difficult. May have more success inside than we are outside.
So a drive that chewed up 4.5 minutes of the first quarter clock and used 10 plays that began at the 37. It goes 60 yards, but 3 yards short and is turned over on downs at the Tiger 3. And here is the first play from scrimmage. Right up the middle goes the tailback, and he will get out to about the 6-yard line as McCartney hands off to... Let's see, Dalen Ramey. That is a gain of 4 yards to the 7. Second down and 6 now, a long 6 for the Tigers.
And they're playing with a tight end.
McCartney will hand off again to Ramey, and Ramey is going to be hit, drives forward, keeps his feet moving, and dives out across the 10 to the 11, maybe the 12-yard line. And it's going to be third down and a yard now for the Tigers. They will send trips to the near side. Ramey is the tailback in the pistol position. And he will get the call again right up the middle. He has hit and dropped, but he will get the first down out to the 14-yard line.
When they need short yardage, they're going to run behind that beef on the right-hand side.
Ramey, with back-to-back-to-back carries, picks up the first down, and it's first and 10 for the Tigers from the 14. He's in the pistol formation again, slot right, twins left, one right.
This is really their best, their favorite running position.
And McCartney will fake the handoff and throw deep. No, he's not going to throw. He's going to be scrambling, and he will set up and throw out of bounds, intended. Looks like the closest receiver on the Rockdale sideline was Christian Lara.
52 is putting a lot of linebackers, putting a lot of pressure on him.
Alex Ibarra for the Yeoman. Second down and 10 now for the Tigers. Looks like McCartney wanted to go to his left to a couple of the receivers that were streaking deep, but they were covered. And again from the pistol, slot right, twins to the right side, and this is Ramey who will bounce to the near side, and he is going to be dropped by John Washington at the 18-yard line.
That's one of the things they love to do is they'll hit you on the right, and then they'll start to the right and pull the guard and the back and come back to the other side while you're over-pursuing.
Third down and 6 now for the Tigers. Another key third down. Pistol formation again, as it's going to be a quick pass as, a curl pattern is caught by Lara, and he is still fighting for yardage up across the 40 to the 41-yard line.
He's a big receiver.
Well, I think it was John Washington on the defense for the Yeoman, and Washington thought that he was headed deep, and he made that quick curl pattern at about the 30-yard line, and was wide open. First and 10 for the Tigers from the 42. Pistol formation. McCartney has trip receivers wide to the right side. Nobody wide left. Ramey is the tailback behind McCartney. Play clock down to 2, and here's the snap, and it's a handoff to Ramey again, and he is across the 45 up to the 47-yard line. Drive started back at the Rockdale 3-yard line after Cameron's opening drive was turned over on downs. The Yeoman had it first and goal at the 2 and were as close as the 1-yard line, but couldn't punch it in. Second down and 5 for the Tigers. Twins to the near side. That's Lara and Loth. One man wide to the right. Pistol formation, McCartney. He will throw right side. It's going to be caught and dropped immediately, but another first down across midfield to the 46-yard line.
What they're trying to do is they're going down. Of course, we're giving them a cushion. They're going to go down and run those, and then he's going to come down and hesitate and take off deep.
Trips come to the near side for the Tigers. First and 10 from the Yo 46, and Ramey will get the call, bounces right side, and he is down the sideline. Finally run out of bounds by John Washington down at the Yo 24-yard line. 3:48 left in the first quarter, opening possession for the Tigers as they are moving the ball on the Yeoman from their own 3-yard line. The drive, the Tigers now have it first and 10 from the Yo 24-yard line. Trips come wide to the left side, and a handoff to Ramey up the middle, and it's stacked up pretty good that time. A gain of about a yard.
Well, the Yeomen have done something different on defense. They've taken those ends and brought them in right off the guards and tackles, and the linebackers are being the ends now.
Trips wide to the left side. One man, nobody wide to the right. Ball is on the right hash mark as the Tigers work toward the clock end zone. Second and nine from the 23. And McCartney wants to throw across the middle. This one is going to be picked off by the Yeoman. John Washington in the end zone.
Well, that was one he should never have thrown. We had him triple teamed over there, and he laid it up right in front of everybody.
And so the Yeo offense back onto the field. Both teams showing some offensive success. But, Coach, you're right. McCartney just kind of lobbed. That was a lob pass, and the Yeoman had two defenders back there.
Well, he's a tall receiver, but, my goodness, he doesn't have a chance against two of them.
First and 10 for the Yeoman now from their own 20-yard line as we head back the other way. 3:10 left in the first quarter, no score. Cameron and Rockdale. And Nickerson will hand off to Trayon. He breaks into the secondary across the 30 and out to the 35-yard line. A gain of 15 on the carry by Trayon Smith. Electrifying crowd, standing room only, all the way around Yeo Stadium tonight. As the Cameron Yeoman take on the number 3-ranked Rockdale Tigers in the 60th annual Battle of the Bell. Trips go wide to the near side for the Yeoman. And Nickerson looks to the near side, now throws one long downfield, wide open is Vincent Vargas, and he can't haul it in. Vargas had nothing but green and nobody within 10 yards of him. And it was led just a hair too much off the fingertips of Vargas. That was 6 points.
First game after 3 weeks or 4 weeks.
Well, that's his first incompletion, right?
That's right.
Reed Nickerson. Twins to both sides, and he's going to throw it again. And now he's going to set up the screen pass, and it is caught by Trayon Smith. He runs over a Tiger up to the 45, stays on his feet all the way to midfield. A 15-yard screen pass, mainly off the legs of Trayon Smith.
I'm going to tell you, that defensive tackle came out there and thought he was going to make that tackle, and he just flat ran over him.
First and 10 from midfield for the Yeoman. Three plays, they've gone 30 yards. And one of those an incomplete pass. Trips go wide to the left, one to the right. And the handoff is to Smith again, right up the middle. This time he's turned back after about a 3-yard pickup. They'll give him two, actually. Other games in district 10, 3A Division 1. Lago Vista is at Florence, a couple of 3-2 teams. And Academy is at Troy. Both of those teams also 3-2. And it's opening night of district play in District 10, 3A Division 1. Second down and 8 for the Yeoman from the Tiger 48-yard line. Twins set up to both sides as Trayon Smith, or that's John Washington in the backfield now, giving Trayon Smith a breather. As Reed Nickerson wants to go deep. Now he's going to be flushed out of the pocket, and now he's going to be sacked. A loss of 5 on the quarterback sack, and it's second down and third down and 15. It's second down, right?
Third
down. Okay. Gotcha. Third down and 15. They need the Tiger 40. To keep this drive going. They'll set up twins to both sides as Tigers safeties playing 12 yards off the ball. As Nickerson sets up into the pocket, throws across the middle. It is caught. Aaron Sims, first and 10, Yeoman. 38-yard line. A beautiful pass and a great catch by the springy Aaron Sims. He's probably got a 40-inch vertical.
I'm going to tell you what, the umpire just congratulated him on a heck of a catch. I'm going to tell you that. We've seen those every year from that young man.
17 yards on the catch by Sims, and it's first and 10 for the Yeoman. Quick pass left side. That one is caught.
Oh.
And again, that was incomplete as Sims again was lit up.
Once again, the wide receiver who's supposed to be protecting him did not make contact with that guy, and he came straight in, and just as the ball got there, he got there. And that, with a running start, that's a heck of a collision.
Second down and 10 from the Tiger 38-yard line.
If I'm Sims, I'm having a talk with my fellow receivers about, you know, at least slow them down.
Yeah. From the near hash mark, the Yeoman go up second and 10 from the Tiger 38. Quick pass right side is incomplete, intended for Jordan Wells, but was at his feet. And it's third and 10. And with the incomplete pass, there are 1.5 seconds remaining on the first quarter clock. Our first quarter tonight has been brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Company. Call Benton Watson, your Farm Bureau agent in Cameron, at 697-6488 for Texas Farm Bureau. From the 38-yard line, third and 10 for the Yeoman. Trips wide left. Vincent Vargas wide to the right side. And Reed fumbles the snap, picks it up, and is sacked.
He was already looking up to see where his receivers were going, and they just didn't focus on the ball.
So it is fourth down and 17 now after the sack. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. We'll take a 30-second break and be back. It's punting time for the Yeoman when we come back. No score after one. Cameron and Rockdale, this is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Rattler's Convenience Store is friendly, clean, and Texan. And they're proud to be a part of Central Texas High School sports coverage on the ranch. Cool off with their great line of fountain drinks, ready-made pizzas in the deli, and, of course, everything else you need on the go. Proud to stand behind everything high school sports represents. Rattler's Convenience Store, powering you on your way to the games. Rattler's Convenience Store, 4th and Travis in Cameron, friendly, clean, and Texan.
This will stop that.
Welcome back to Yo Stadium. It's second quarter action getting underway as the Yeoman will punt it away from the Tiger 45. Jacob Smitherman back to do the punting chores. One man back deep to receive the punt, and now nobody. They're not thinking that the Yeoman are even going to punt this one. They have nobody back deep to repunt, to receive the punt. And the snap is over the head of Jacob, but he has plenty of time to get it off, but it's off the side of his foot and out of bounds.
Boy. I tell you what, it's just a good thing he's as tall as he is, or that ball would still be going towards our end zone.
So he did get the punt off, but it wasn't a good one. He literally had to do a 360 catching the snap, and it's a total of 9 yards on the punt. First and 10 for the Tigers from their own 31-yard line. And the head off is to Rainey, and he is around the left side and down the sidelines, out of bounds, up around midfield for about a 13-yard pickup. Second down, first and 10 for the Tigers from the 49-yard line. Ramey has been the workhorse on the ground for the Yeoman. Twins come to the near side. One man wide to the left as McCartney in the backfield will take the snap and quick pass right side, and that is caught. There's a flag in the backfield as the receiver is brought down by Smitherman, but not before a 9-yard pickup. Pierce Loth, the receiver, but it's going to be holding against the Tigers?
No, it's illegal procedure.
Illegal procedure against the Tigers.
I noticed in the video that the tailback has a tendency, number 23, to come forward before the ball snapped. He's always leaning forward, and they caught him.
First and 15 after the penalty's marked off. Twins to the near side. One man to the left. Slot right, pistol formation, and McCartney. We'll check the sidelines for a play change. Sack a first down and 15 from the Tiger 44-yard line. And McCartney wants to pass. Right side, too low. Intended for Lara up around the 48-yard line, but he can't haul it in, and it's second and 15.
Both quarterbacks still a little excited, trying to get that ball into their, out of their hand too fast.
Second and 15 from the Tiger 44-yard line. Tigers moving from our left to right here in the second quarter. He'll send trips to the right side, and a man in motion is Ramey. And Darryl Flores breaks through the blocks and makes a great tackle in the backfield for a loss of a yard.
Now, I'll tell you what they'll do. They'll do that a lot and have a wide receiver on the other side, and they'll run that tailback in motion this way and throw back the other way.
Twins go wide to the right and to the left this time. Third down and 17 now for the Tigers. McCartney has Ramey behind him and a shade to the right. It's Laura and Loff, I think, wide to the left. Twins come to the near side as well, which is the short side of the field. And now we have a timeout by the Tigers. We'll take a 30-second break with them. 10:22 left in the first half. No score. It's third down and 17 for the Tigers when we come back. This is Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation is a skilled nursing facility that offers high-quality nursing and rehab services with an eye for personalized, comprehensive care plans. With a multitude of services, including specialized skin and wound care, therapy, private rooms, pain management, diabetic care, and tons of daily activities for patients, Winnie L. strives to offer the best in nursing and rehab with a personal touch. For more information, call 697-4985 or stop by 2104 North Carnes in Cameron.
Welcome back as the Tigers face a third down and 17 from their own 43-yard line as we get back underway with 10:22 left in the first half and no score. Both teams keeping the ball for long sustained drives, but nobody has cashed in. Twins to both sides as McCartney again has Ramey in the backfield behind him.
Might look for a screen pass here.
Third down and 17. Here we go as we get under play. McCartney will fake the handoff, looking to throw deep, and now he's going to run it, and he is going to be hit and dropped at the line of scrimmage. Great downfield coverage by the Yost secondary. Nobody open. He tucked it, and the line was there to bring him down, and it's fourth and 15. First punt of the night coming up for Shavira. I think Shavira will do the punting. Will be doing the punting. And he's a good one as Aaron Sims will be back deep to receive the punt. That is Adolfo Shavira. And Sims may not be quite deep enough. Here's the snap. Here is the kick. And it's angled to the sidelines. And it will hit. No, Sims will fair catch it at the 25-yard line. So the Yost offense back on the field for the third time here in this first half. And they'll start this drive from their own 25-yard line. 9:32 left here in the first half. And we have no score.
Both teams have threatened, just haven't been able to put it in.
Reed Nickerson will have Trayon Smith to his left. Twins go to both sides. Ball is on the near hash mark as the Yeoman move toward the clock end zone here in the second quarter. Or from our right to left. Nickerson steps back, sets up, and now he's going to run it. And he is across the 25 and tripped up at the 29-yard line for a gain of about four. Second down, they'll give him five up to the 30. Second down and five for the Yeoman.
Rockdale's given the Yeoman a lot of different looks. A 3-6, a 4-2, a 4-1.
And those defensive linemen are big. Trips to the wide side of the field, one man wide to the right, and Trayon Smith gets the handoff. He changes directions, tries to get back to the line of scrimmage, and he might pick up a yard. So that's going to be it. They are shutting down between the tackles. Smith has had one 15-yard run as he got through that defensive line once tonight so far.
Secondary is keying on 14. Line and linebackers are keying on number 4.
Third down and 4 for the Yeomen. Possession down here as the Yeomen send trips wide to the left. And it's going to be a reverse to Sims. He avoids one man in the backfield, gets up across the 33 to the 30. Let's see where they'll mark him out. He won't have the first down as he has run out of bounds at the 33-yard line. He needed the 35 for a first.
Well, the defensive end came across and got a hold of him and slowed him down, and then the safety came up and cleaned up on him. But they've done their homework on that play.
So Smitherman in to punt again for the Yeomen on a third down, fourth down and 2. There was absolutely no rush on the last punt. This was a good snap, and Smitherman gets the punt off, and it's going to be caught on a run at the 33-yard line and out of bounds up at the 39-yard line, and that's where the Tigers will have it first and 10. So the first three and out for either team. That time, the Yeomen couldn't muster up a first down, and with 8:03, the Tigers have it back. At their own 39-yard line. Check some scores from around the district for you. That we have Troy leading Academy 14-7 and Lago over Florence 14-0. No score here. Twins to both sides and a new quarterback in there, and he'll take it and dive across the 40 to the 41-yard line. That is Tremaine Miles. He'll pick up a couple, and it's second down and 8.
Coach Miller got pretty upset last time they had the ball with 3rd and 17, and he had to take a timeout. I think he was upset with his quarterback, so he's got another one in there.
Tremaine Miles gives a little bit different threat for the Tigers. Maybe not as efficient of a passer, but a good runner. He'll take the snap, and he's going to run it around the right side this time, and he's up across the 45 and all the way out to midfield, and that'll be a 9-yard pickup and a 1st and 10 for the Tigers. Well, that's the threat that Tremaine Miles offers the Rockdale Tigers. He was the quarterback the first 3 weeks of the season as McCartney had a knee injury preseason. They shared time against Caldwell, and then McCartney took it away last week against Madisonville. He's going to throw it this time. Quick pass over the right side. It is caught by the big Lara, fighting for yardage down inside the 35 and finally down at the 32-yard line. That is a huge mismatch when Lara has the football.
Well, he just goes down the field about 10 or 12 yards and stops and runs a curl. I mean, he just turns around, and they put the ball right on the money.
1st and 10 for the Tigers, moving the ball again. It's at the Yo 32-yard line. They'll send twins to the near side. Pistol formation for Tremaine Miles. He'll take the snap and hand off to Ramey, and he is hit at the line and dropped. He might have lost a half a yard.
42 and 78, made that stop.
That's Ryan Cullen and Jesse Valdez. And we'll call it no gain. Actually, it was about a half a yard loss, but we'll call it 2nd and a long 10 now for the Tigers from the 32-yard line. One man wide to the right is Loth. Three backs in the backfield, and this time Miles is going to keep it around the right side, and he is across the 30 down to the 25-yard line for about 7 yards.
They're lined up almost in a diamond formation. They have two backs on either side of the quarterback with the tailback back behind. And while he's faking the tailback one way, those other two backs are coming out in front to lead interference for him.
It is 3rd down and 3 now for the Tigers. Again, three backs in the backfield as Ramey will take it right up the middle, and he's got the first down to the 21.
Like I told you, when they want a first down, it's first down. They're going to run behind those three great big old boys on the right side.
1st and 10 for the Tigers now from the Yo 22-yard line. One man wide to each side for the Tigers. And again, this formation has two backs in front of McCartney, who is back in at quarterback, and then Ramey is lined up behind him. And Ramey will fake the handoff to Ramey. A long pass down to the end zone, and this one is caught over the head of Trey Lewis for a touchdown.
It's too tall for the cornerback.
Down in the corner of the end zone, McCartney laid it where only his big 6'6 receiver could catch it. And there was hardly little that Trey Lewis could do. Had great position. And now Shaviro will try to make this a 7-0 game with 4:58 left in the first quarter. The Tigers, rather first half, the Tigers have drawn first blood. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick is up, and it is good. And with 4:58 left in the half, the Rockdale Tigers take a 7-0 lead over the Cameron Yeoman. We're back to Yo Stadium in a moment.
On the road again, get back on the road again with McElrath Motors as they have a Yeoman District Opener Special. Save money on this maroon 2013 Nissan Altima S priced at just $16,995 plus TT&L, only has 33,000 miles and under factory warranty. Give Ned or Joy a call at 254-697-4655 or better yet, come by for a visit to see how easy buying from McElrath Motors can be. You can visit them on the web at McElrathMotors.com. Come back on the road again.
We are back as the Rockdale Tigers put together a 10-play, 75-yard drive that was capped off by that 21-yard catch in the end zone by the big, tall, lanky receiver, Pierce Loth. And the extra point was good. The Tigers are up 7-0 on the Yeoman.
If they're going to try that all night, we may just go ahead and get pass interference, which is just a 15-yard penalty rather than 6 points. It's a big mismatch.
Aaron Sims and Vincent Vargas are the upbacks. Back deep to receive the kickoff is Daryl Flores and Corey Smith. Shaviro tees it up and boots it away. This is high and deep. It's going to be fielded by Smith at the 7-yard line. He'll fake the handoff and go right. Smith up across the 20, trying to change directions and loses his balance and falls at the 20-yard line. I'll tell you what, Sakori Smith is really fun to watch when he's in the open field, and he's a hard kid to bring down, although he doesn't have a lot of meat on his bones. He reminds you a lot of D.D. Smith.
Well, he ran right out of his shoe. D.D. That's why he fell.
Westbrook, D.D. Westbrook,
yeah.
Yeah, and he ran right out of his shoe.
He made a cut over there, and all of a sudden he couldn't stand up because he only had one shoe.
So the Yeoman take over with 4:50 left in the first half and 75 yards away. Working toward the clock end zone here in the second quarter. Reed Nickerson has trips wide to the left, one man wide to the right. And he will look to his left, and he's going to go deep for Smith, who goes up, but it's batted away. Great defense out there by Derek Witzel up at the 40-yard line. Second and 10 for the Yeoman.
Going to have to take that ball and fake in the other direction and then throw it over here because as soon as he looked this direction, safety came flying.
Second down and 10 now for the Yeoman from their own 25-yard line. 4:46 left here in the first half. And Nickerson steps back. Draw play to Smith. Smith avoids one man in the backfield and carries another for a couple of yards. He might get three. He'll actually get four before everything is said and done, and he never did go down. And it is third down and 6 now for the Yeoman. Another big possession down here. As the Yeoman were three and out for the first time in their previous possession, and that led to the Tiger touchdown. Corey Smith, Jordan Wells, and Aaron Sims all lined up wide left. One man wide right is Vincent Vargas. And quick pass out to Vargas. He's got it for a first down up at the 35-yard line.
When we put trips to one side and one receiver out on the other side, They're giving us a big, big cushion. That cornerback's playing way off of him.
Vargas comes up limping a little bit. But he's going to stay in the lineup. First and 10 for the Yeoman from the 35-yard line. Twins go to both sides. Tigers showing blitz with that middle linebacker. Now he backs off. And it's going to be a handoff to Trey Lewis, Trey Smith. And Trey is up across Trayon Smith up to the 39-yard line, a pickup of 4 yards.
We're having trouble getting the block on the middle linebacker. He's a pretty good athlete, and we're not getting him blocked.
John Washington now checks in for the limping Vincent Vargas, who made that crucial first down catch but was on the tackle, bunged up a little bit. Second down and 6 for the Yeoman. They need the 45. Clock rolling, 3:15 left in the first half. Twins to both sides. Quick pass out here to Sakori Smith, and he is across the 45 and out of bounds. Up at the 48-yard line, a blow to his head and no flag. I mean, that was a blow to his head. But Smith is okay, and it'll move the chains for the Yeoman. First and 10 from the 48-yard line. Twins again line up both sides. Ball is on the near hash mark. And Nickerson will hand off to Trayon Smith again. He stutter steps and gets back for a gain of about, no gain, we'll call it.
Once again, middle linebacker and both end and tackle on this side. Hard to move.
Second and 10 now for the Yeoman. They actually give him a yard on the carry. Up to almost the 49-yard line. They need the Tiger 42 for a first down. They'll line up trips to the wide side of the field. And Jaylon Bryant wide to the left for the Yeoman. Second down and 9. Nickerson surveying the defense. And he'll take the snap and drop straight back. Throws one over to Bryant. He's got it down at the 42-yard line. And then he stutter steps back to the 43. I'm talking about the official. And so it's going to be a yard short, third and a yard for the Yeoman. Ball is at the Tiger 43. They need the 42. Third down for the Yeoman. Twins to both sides again. And now the Tigers, they haven't shown that two-point stance on the defensive front many times. And they are on all fours with a 4-2. Here we go. And the handoff is to Smith. He's hit in the backfield. He'll lose 2 yards.
Well, we just had a breakdown on the offensive line. Total breakdown because two guys came through and nobody touched them.
It is fourth down and 3 now after the 2-yard loss. And the Yeoman will send the punting unit in. This is the second time the Yeoman have punted from the Tiger 45-yard line. The first time was the high snap and the shank punt. Maybe this one will go a little better. The Tigers don't buy that we're punting, but now they'll send one deep. Jacob Smitherman, the punter, now he comes back up. Nobody deep, and Smitherman's going to throw it. And it's going to be caught for the first down by Aaron Sims, and he is out of bounds at the 37-yard line.
What?
9-yard catch by 14. Sims, Aaron Sims, and it moves the chains for the Yeoman. Twins go to both sides. 52 seconds left in the half. And the handoff is to Smith up the middle. And Smith dives down to the 32-yard line, and the Yeoman will probably use a timeout here, and they do. 46 seconds left in the half. It's second down and 7 when we come back at the Tiger 32-yard line. Yeoman have the ball trying to drive down and tie it up late here in the first half. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
When I think of great high school football teams, I think of the Cameron Yeoman. Each season, it's so exciting to watch the Cameron Yeoman play. They never give up. They play all four quarters of the game, and they play to win. The athletes that get the opportunity to play Cameron Yeoman football are dedicated to excellence. They spend hours working hard behind the scenes to improve themselves and advance their team. The coaches and staff provide the framework to build a strong competitive team season after season. I'm Michael Watkins, and our team at M. Watkins Real Estate Group is proud to support the Cameron Yeoman and the traditions of excellence that make our community so proud.
Second down and six for the Yeoman from the 32-yard line of the Tigers. 46 seconds left in the half. The Yeoman have two timeouts remaining. Trips go wide right, one man to the left. Nickerson will throw. Looking deep down the near sideline for Corey Smith. He's got it. Touchdown, Yeoman.
He just beat the cornerback.
Yards on the connection from Nickerson to Corey Smith. And with 40 seconds left in the first half, the Yeoman have scored and are an extra point away from tying this one up. Jaleel Pope will try to make this a tie ball game as John Washington holds. Here's the kick. It's blocked. The kick is blocked. And the Tigers have maintained the lead by a point.
Well, they penetrated, and the kick didn't get off over about 3 foot high. So
with 40 seconds to go, the Cameron Yeoman and the Rockdale Tigers have battled viciously, to say the least. 7-6 is our score. As the Yeoman will tee it up and kick it off and put a prevent defense in, wouldn't you think?
They'll play it a little different than they've been playing it. They've almost had five men up there instead of three most of the evening trying to stop that running game. And it just tickles me to death when I see Rockdale getting ready to throw the football because they've got a running attack behind those big guys.
Well, McCartney has been picked off once in the end zone, but he's also hit his big, tall receiver in the end zone for their only score.
Well, I'm telling you, the next time that big receiver went by me, I believe I'm tackling him.
Sophomore Eddie Luna seeing his first varsity action tonight. And Coach, he's a beast. He will make a difference for the Yeoman. He tees it up, and he's going to kick it off. And here we go. It's a squib kick, basically. It's going to be laid down on at the 36-yard line. So with no time off of the clock, 40 seconds remaining for the Tigers. And they have the ball at their own 36-yard line.
Be interesting to see which quarterback comes in.
And we do not have our prevent defense in, but we may play prevent. McCartney is the passing quarterback, I think, and he is the quarterback. Ramey will be his running back, and they will send twin receivers to the left, one man to the right, and it's a slot left as well. And McCartney will throw. Sets up, throws one on a curl pattern, out of bounds at the 49-yard line, a 13-yard pickup, and only 5 seconds off the clock.
Pretty efficient. We're giving them a lot of cushion on the corners.
Up to the 49-yard line, first and 10 for the Tigers. 35 seconds remaining in the half. The Tigers have two timeouts remaining. Twins to the left, one to the right. Slot left and pistol formation with Ramey behind McCartney. Brent Drummond is the slot left, and now the Tigers are going to have to burn a timeout. Oh, my. That is not an efficient timeout. Apparently they couldn't, I'm not sure what happened there. But after looking to the sidelines for the play call by McCartney for so long, they just called their second time out of the half. 30-second break, we'll better keep it right here. Don't want to miss a play. We're 35 seconds away from the half. 7-6, the Tigers lead the Yeoman by virtue of a missed extra point. We'll bring you the Yo High School Marching Band at halftime, presented by Ideal Poultry as part of our Germania halftime report. We'll also have our Oscar Store halftime scoreboard as well.
Twins, see your roster.
Twins to the right, Twins to the left for the Tigers. Ball on the near hash mark. And again, Ramey behind McCartney in the backfield. And there's movement in the line, and that's going to be an illegal procedure penalty against the left tackle. Yard line now, where it's first down and 15. And Twins go to the left side, one man to the right. And McCartney wants to throw. It's a draw play to Ramey. Ramey's across the 45 and up to about midfield, maybe the 49-yard line. That's a pickup of about seven. And it's going to be second down and eight for the Tigers. 25 seconds remaining in the half, and the Tigers will spend their final timeout. We will take a 30-second break with them here. 7-6, the Tigers lead it. 26 seconds remaining in the half. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Lowell Funeral Home in Cameron talks about being just a phone call away.
We are at a family's disposal 24/7. You don't get an answering machine. You may be talking with the family late at night or thought of something. You can pick up that phone and call and know that you're going to talk to one of us.
Call anytime, 254-697-3661.
You will feel like you are the only family that we're working with.
As we get back to play, second down and eight for the Tigers. They are out of timeout, so you expect them to keep it in the air here. They'll send one man wide to the left, Twins to the right. And McCartney will roll to his right and throw back to his left. It is caught, but dropped immediately at the line, behind the line of scrimmage by Trayon Smith. And that may be the last play of the half. No timeouts remaining, and that's going to do it. They're going to the locker rooms. 7-6 is our score at the half between the Cameron Yeoman and the number 3-ranked Rockdale Tigers. This is Yo Football on the Ranch, our Germania halftime report coming up in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sean Barron from Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, and we love to support excellence in athletics and excellence in life. We would be honored to take care of you and your orthodontic needs. And in light of the ups and downs we all face in this uncertain economy, we have developed new financial plans as low as $117 a month. Wherever you are and whatever you are doing, always remember to smile at the world.
If you're looking to stay secure on the home front, Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron's the place for you. And during October, try a new Ultra Security Series Tulip Knob Lock Combo Set, just $15.99, while supplies last. This combo features keyed entry knob and single-cylinder deadbolt with a solid brass finish, and it'll fit your wood or metal doors. Find this great item and much more every day at Anderle Lumber Company, 1300 West 4th Street, U.S. Highway 190 in Cameron.
It's your home away from home. The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat-screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget Host. HostCameron.com.
Federal tax-free municipal bonds, corporate bonds, government bonds, what's right for you? Some bonds offer relatively attractive yields, while other bonds offer income that can be federal income and often state and local tax-free. If you'd like more information about all types of bonds, see me, Melanie Sheffield, your local Edward Jones investment representative at 315 South Houston here in Cameron. Member SIPC.
This is the Germania Insurance Halftime Report, live from the stadium. Brought to you by Sharon Rubach, your Germania Insurance agent in Cameron.
Welcome back to Yo Stadium as the Cameron Yeoman trail the Rockdale Tigers at the half, 7-6. The only difference in this one is a blocked or missed extra point. And we have our statistician, Chandler Barton, standing by with the first half stats.
Here are your first half stats for tonight's game between the Cameron Yeoman and the Rockdale Tigers. The Yeoman have 8 first downs, and the Yeoman have completed 9 out of 14 passes with no interceptions. The Yeoman have thrown for 112 yards and rushed for 28 yards for a total of 140 yards. The leading receivers for the Yeoman are Sakori Smith and Aaron Sims, each with 41 receiving yards. The leading rusher for the Yeoman is Trayon Smith with 33 rushing yards. The Yeoman have no penalties and no fumbles in the first half. The Tigers have 9 first downs, and the Tigers have completed 7 out of 10 passes with 1 interception. The Tigers have thrown for 78 yards and rushed for 85 yards for a total of 163 yards. The leading receiver for the Tigers is Christian Laura with 40 receiving yards. The leading rusher for the Tigers is Dalen Ramney with 66 rushing yards. The Tigers have 5 penalties for a total of 45 yards and no fumbles in the first half.
All right, there's your first half stats between this highly spirited 60th annual Battle of the Bell. A little more at stake tonight with the opening game of district play between both teams. First time these two teams, Coach, have been in the same district since 09. And typically, when they're in the same district, they like to schedule this game later in the season. But as we heard, I think, did you say, or how they did that? They just threw the numbers in this time.
They decided not to go with the rivalries and just take their chances. So they, and you have to have unanimous, you know, the coaches have to vote to do that, and they didn't. So we drew, and Rockdale and Cameron are playing first ball game.
Well, the Rockdale Tiger Band on the field. Again, we will bring you the performance of the high school marching band, courtesy of Ideal Poultry, coming up in the second part of our halftime, our Germania halftime show. We'll also be drawing a name from the Rattlers registration box for a chance to win a $30 gas card from Rattlers if the Yeoman can score a touchdown in the third quarter. Coach, your take on the first half? We kind of thought that this might be a high-scoring game, but right now it's just been a lot of long, sustained drives, and some of them turning up points, some of them not.
Well, Rockdale has changed a little bit on their defense. They're still running that four, especially when it's short yardage. But sometimes they've got all four of them standing up, and sometimes they've got two up and two down. They'll play four with one middle linebacker and four with two linebackers and sometimes four with three linebackers, depending on what they think the Cameron Yeoman are going to do, because the secondary then has to adjust. But the Cameron Yeoman have done a much better job than they did 2 weeks ago and are coming off of their blocks, sticking to their tackles. But they're still getting to the outside on us, and we're going to have to stop that because that's where they're making a bunch of big yards. And I'm serious. If I'm coaching the secondary and I've got that big 6'5" guy out there on me and he's going into the end zone,
we're
going to
tackle him.
I'm getting ready to tackle him and get a 15-yard penalty rather than give up a touchdown because he's just we're overmatched.
Yeah, he has quite the size difference between him and our defenders. But, you know, you get somebody back there like Trey Lewis, and he had great positioning in the end zone.
Right.
But if the ball, again, has to be thrown just right, if it's underthrown or overthrown, it's going to be intercepted or incomplete. But that one just happened to be thrown perfect, where he, you know, at the very top of that big loft, receiver loft, at the very top of his jump and reach, the ball was right there and nobody else could touch it.
Absolutely.
Great pass and great completion for the Rockdale Tigers, and it's the only score of the night for them. Cameron Yeoman converted a fake punt en route to their only score of the night, which was a 32-yard pass play from Reed Nickerson to Sakori Smith. And again, our extra point miss is the difference in this game right now. Coach, your thoughts about what's going on in the locker rooms?
Well, if I'm Rockdale, the first thing I'm telling my guys is we can't be having 45 yards and penalties our first drive went down there on 30. They had 33 yards and penalties on our first drive that got us inside their red zone. And then they've had a couple of five-yard penalties from offensive linemen. So the first thing he's doing is calming them down and saying, hey, we can't be doing that. We're playing good defense. We gave up one bomb. But other than that, they've got 30. We've got Cameron Yeoman had 33 yards rushing. And they're shutting down Trayon Smith because they're able to whip our offensive line right this minute. But if we can get outside on them, and that's one thing. You can run up inside all day, and they're going to be tough there. But if you can somehow fake up in there and get to the outside, we're going to have a chance. So I'm sure they're going up with the offensive linemen because we have – and also with those wide receivers. Aaron Sims has taken two or three licks.
Two massive hits.
And simply because the wide receiver was supposed to be protecting him, just didn't do it. And so they have got to be working on that, at least slow him down so it's not a truck wreck when he gets hit. But I'm also thinking that they're looking at some different pass patterns that where we fake that little screen thing out there to Sims and we send the wide receiver down the sideline. But he's going to have to throw the ball on the line because their safeties are doing a good job of getting to the sideline.
Well, you think some missed opportunities here tonight for the Yeoman. Opening drive, they drive down where it's first and goal at the two, and they can't get it in. One huge missed opportunity there for the Yeoman. And then Vincent Vargas was running wide open, nobody within 10 yards of him, and the ball just thrown a little bit too long off his fingertips. Two plays that, you know, or two areas right there that could have really put a cushion in there for the Yeoman. But on the other side, Rockdale's looking at some missed opportunities as well.
Yes, they are.
They threw an interception in the end zone, and so it's kind of a give and take here. And coach, you kind of think that this one is headed for a photo finish tonight. And the fans are going to get their money's worth.
Oh, they're going to get their money's worth, and it's going to be interesting because Rockdale gets the football in the third quarter. And I'm really anticipating seeing them run that tailback a whole lot more, starting him on one side and running the counter where they pull the two guards and go to the backside. We've had trouble stopping that. Thank goodness they've decided to throw the ball at times, but that's what five-yard penalties will do. Instead of having, second and seven or second and eight, you're looking at first and 15, and you almost have to throw the ball some. And that's not their forte. But we're going to have to also get some pressure on that quarterback. He's standing back there all by himself, and he's not having to run around very much.
Well, let's take a break here in our Germania Halftime Report. When we come back, we'll take a look at that Oscar Store Halftime Scoreboard for you from games around Central Texas. And we'll have your Yeo High School marching band performance, courtesy of Ideal Poultry, all coming up on this Germania Insurance Halftime Report. Back in just a moment.
Trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to insure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies. And welcome back to Yeo Stadium again. We will be drawing a name at halftime. Brett, I need a name from the registration box at Rattlers. for our third quarter gas card touchdown that we're for sure going to get, Coach, by the way.
Well, I'm certainly hoping so.
Let's see. It's time for the Oscar Store High School halftime scoreboard. There. As we look at games around Central Texas, one game to note, number one Refurio in 2A is playing number seven Shiner at Bobcat Stadium. And Shiner is leading Refurio at the half 20-14. Let's see. We go to games around Central Texas where Stony Point is leading Hendrickson 31-21 at the half. It is Holland beating Moody 34-12 midway through the second quarter. Number eight, Georgetown beating Marble Falls 28-14, and that's with about a minute left in the half. It's Lorena 21-0 over Grosbeck at the half. Midway putting it on Shoemaker 35-0 midway through the second quarter. The Hutto Hippos are up on the Waco Lions 20-3 at the half. The number two-ranked Mark Panthers of Class 2A beating up on Itasca 43-6. Lexington trailing Leon at the half 7-0. The Rogers Eagles trying to make it four in a row. They're beating Marlin 22-3 midway through the second quarter. Troy gives up a touchdown early in the third or late in the second quarter to Academy, who closes the gap, but Troy with a 10-point lead there, 24-14, 3:20 left in the second quarter there. Thrall beating Riesel 21-14 midway through the second. Thorndale shutting out the Rosebud Lot Cougars 28-0, less than a minute to play in the first half. Bartlett is struggling but winning over Somerville. 21-14 is that score. 9 minutes to play in the second quarter. Dublin is beating Bruceville Eddy 33-7 with a minute to play in the half. The Bryan Vikings putting it on A&M Consolidated midway through the second quarter, 28-6 that score. And Willis is beating Rudder 21-0 midway through the second. Number four, Bremond, is beating Snook 27-0. Caldwell is beating Salado 24-9, and that is with 3.5 minutes left to play in the half. Laga Vista and Florence, they're battling it out. I think that was 14-0 at one time, but the Buffaloes have pulled within four. It's 14-10, halftime score there, Laga Vista beating Florence. Elgin and Maynor have battled to a 7-7 halftime score. And let's see, in a game that is final, I guess played last night, the Belton Tigers squeaked one out over the Killeen Kangaroos 33-32. And, of course, right here, our score at the half, the Rockdale Tigers lead the Yeoman 7-6. We're back in a moment with the Yeo High School Marching Band halftime performance. Stay with us. Again, our halftime score 7-6. This is Yeo football coverage on 105.1 The Ranch.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property. Property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Welcome back to Yeo Stadium as we join the Yeo High School Marching Band for their performance tonight. That is brought to you each and every halftime here on 105.1 The Ranch by Ideal Poultry of Cameron. We'll take it down to the floor for tonight's performance.
Get down there.
One, two, three, four.
High school marching band with tonight's halftime performance, courtesy of Ideal Poultry in Cameron, who presents the halftime performance each and every week. The Yeomen are on the field. We are about 3 minutes away from the second half kickoff, and we have drawn a name for our Rattlers card. And if the Yeomen score a touchdown in the third quarter, Wesley Hill will win a $30 gas card from Rattlers, 4th and Travis, here in Cameron. The pink balloons are about to be released in recognition of October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, as several of the student body will stand on the YOE at midfield on the turf at Yeo Stadium and release the pink balloons. We're going to wrap it up here at halftime. Our Germania halftime report concludes, and we'll be back with the second half kickoff in a moment. Again, our halftime score at Yeo Stadium. The Tigers lead the Yeomen 7-6.
The Germania Insurance Halftime Report. Game nights on KMIL during Cameron Yeoman football. The second half of tonight's game is next. Tenio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces offers the best selection on name-brand furniture like Lazy Boy recliners, sofas and love seats, Simmons mattresses, Mohawk and Shaw flooring, and fireplace extraordinaire fireplaces. If you haven't been to Tenio's lately, visit their showroom on Highway 77, 1 mile north of Cameron. New inventory arriving daily. Tenio's, your best choice for furniture and flooring in Milam County. Tenio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Proud to support Yeoman Athletics, a winning tradition.
With more than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their 3 locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank in Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
Standards Home Health and Hospice knows that it can be difficult to make the decisions to receive in-home health care for yourself or a loved one. But when home health or hospice care is needed, know that the caring nurses and staff of Standards Home Health will be there for you. From in-home consultations to hospice care, their goal is to provide personalized service with care from the heart. Make the call today to Standards Home Health and Hospice, 1-888-671-7007, 1-888-671-7007.
And welcome back to Yeo Stadium as we are about to get underway with the second half. The Cameron Yeoman trail the Rockdale Tigers 7-6 in this 60th annual Battle of the Bell, a series in which the Yeoman are well in command of 41-18. But right now, that previous record matters not to anybody in this stadium.
That's true. Only thing that counts is what's happening right now.
And it has been a war the first half. Lots of hitting, lots of long sustained drives, but not a lot of scoring as both defenses find a way to turn the other away. And the second half, we'll see what adjustments were made on both sides of the ball to try to get this thing in the win column. You know, it's always funny, Coach. We always say this. You lose this game, you say, I didn't want to hear that bell ring all night long anyway.
That's not true. That's just an excuse.
That's just a consolation.
That's all it is.
Well, the Rockdale Tigers won the toss at midfield to begin this game, and they elected to defer, so they'll get the ball first here in the third quarter. Yeo defense needs to come up with a big stop early and set the tone for this one, as the Yeoman trail 7-6 heading into third quarter action. By the way, I didn't probably didn't credit enough Circle S Barbecue and Cameron Cleaners, who brought you the second quarter action tonight. Circle S Barbecue, Sam Berry, open Fridays and Saturdays, Highway 77 in Cameron, and the Cameron Cleaners providing dry cleaning services, embroidery, and Yeoman apparel downtown. And Sam cooked some twice baked potatoes.
That
we, Sam.
Oh yeah!
Oh my goodness!
They're very good.
Outstanding. Of course, along with his barbecue, which is second to none in Central Texas. So Sam Berry and at Circle S Barbecue.
And I've tried just about all of them.
Yes, sir. Third quarter tonight brought to you by Jeff Gilner and the staff at 10-4 Logistics in Cameron. Proud to support the Cameron Yeoman. As we get underway, Jaleel Polk tees it up for the Yeoman, and he will boot it away as the Yeoman are moving downfield. It is fielded at the 19-yard line right up the middle, diving across the 40 to the 42-yard line on the return is Hayden Offield. Pretty good return, and that sets up the Rockdale Tigers in good field position to start this third quarter.
Sure does.
They'll go to work from their own 42-yard line. Leading 7-6 over the Yeoman. The difference in this one is a missed extra point. Loft, the big, tall, lanky receiver with a touchdown to his credit, wide to the right. One man wide to the left for the Yeoman. Three backs in the backfield, and Ramey gets the handoff, and he avoids one man in the backfield, cuts upfield, breaks the tackle, and dives up to the 48-yard line. Pretty good tough run there of 6 yards by Ramey. Second down and 4 now for the Tigers. Approaching midfield. Loth wide to the right. Lara wide to the left. Both stand probably 6'5". Hand off to Ramey again. He's hit the backfield and stacked up at the line of scrimmage. Forward progress on a second effort will get him a yard, and it's 3rd down and 3. McCartney is the quarterback starting this third quarter. Ramey is the tailback. Lara and Roth both come to the near side this time. Nobody out wide left. As McCartney will pass. Quick pass over to the right side. It is caught and dropped by Smitherman, and he is hurting. Hit his right shoulder, and he has taken himself out of the game. First and 10 on the catch. Down to the 44-yard line. Twins go wide left, pistol formation, and Ramey bounces wide to the left side and turns the corner. Brought down out there after about an 8-yard pickup by Johnny Alexander. And it's 2nd down and 2 from the 36-yard line.
This is what I was afraid they were going to come out and start doing with the football here in the third quarter.
2nd down and 2 for the Tigers. Twins go wide right, pistol formation. And McCartney will hand off to Ramey, but flags or whistles. I don't see a flag. What did we do?
Took a timeout.
The Yeoman take a timeout.
Well, we had a substitute. We had a substitute trying to get off of the field, and they were getting ready to snap the ball.
So we'll take a quick timeout with the Yeoman. 2nd down and 2 for the Tigers from the Yo 36 when we come back. Opening drive of the third quarter. Tigers lead at 7-6. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Hi, I'm Jason Donalek from EBCO Development. For more than 25 years, you've been able to find EBCO Development in the phone book. How many other companies are still listed along with us? That's a good question. Check it out and see for yourself. So why take chances? EBCO Development has been there for you since 1984. Quality remodeling, new construction, roofing, and more. That's EBCO Development. Call us first at 254-697-2186. 697-2186.
McCartney hands off to Ramey. He's hit at the line and may get a yard to the 35, and it sets up a 4th down and 1 now for the Tigers. 4th, make that 3rd down. I guess it's 3rd down. 3rd down and 1 yard now for the Tigers from the 35-yard line. Roth and Lara come wide to the right. One man wide to the left for the Tigers. And Ramey again gets the handoff. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage. Jesse Valdez drops him for about a 2-yard loss. And well, it's 4th down and 3.
He went slanting down to the inside. Nobody picked him up.
4th down and 3 now for the Tigers.
With these tall receivers,
Twins wide to the right, wide side of the field. And McCartney will draw the Yeoman off sides. There is a flag. This is a free play, and it's incomplete, but it'll give the Yeoman a first down on a draw off sides by the O defense.
Supposed to move on the football on defense. And the guy gave a hard count, and we went stepping into the neutral zone and just gave him a first down.
Yeah. The ball was incomplete. It would have been a turnover on downs, but caught in the neutral zone. We'll move the ball down to the 31-yard line, and the Rockdale Tigers have a fresh set of downs.
First penalty for the Cameron Yeoman in this ball game.
Twins to the near side, one man wide to the left. McCartney will drop back, looking left, pumps and then throws. He's got his man, Lara, and Lara is out of bounds down at the 18-yard line, a pickup of 13 and a first and 10 inside the Yeo red zone.
Those big, tall receivers are hard for the cornerbacks to cover.
Christian Lara is about 6'6". And the other wide receiver is Pierce Loth. He's about probably 6'4", 6'5". And one that will go to either side for the Tigers. First and 10 from the Yeo 18-yard line. And Ramey gets the handoff. Bounces to the outside, and he is inside the 10, down to the 5, and he will score. Touchdown, Tigers. ...18 yards on the run by Ramey. And it puts the Tigers up 13-6. Opening drive, and they march 58 yards in 9 plays. And the key play there was by the O defense, and offsides on fourth down. And the extra point is good, and with 8:55 left in the third quarter, our new score, 14-6, Rockdale. We're back to Yeo Stadium in a moment.
Sometimes things happen. It might be trouble or a tough spot. Whatever the reason, you should be sure to have the right people on your side. So contact Twin Pistol Bail Bonds in Cameron anytime at 254-697-6035. Just ask for Lisa Roden or Dustin Thomas. Trusted associates when you're in a pinch. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds also accepts credit and debit cards. Call them at 697-6035. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, serving the Milam County area.
Welcome back. The Rockdale Tigers in their opening drive of the third quarter put together a 9-play, 58-yard drive capped by an 18-yard Ramey run. And the Tigers extend their lead 14-6.
They did exactly what I was afraid they were going to do after going in at the half, and that was come out and run the football because they have a big offensive line, a good running back, and they just took it and pounded down the field.
8:55 left in the third quarter. Back to receive the kickoff from Shavira is Daryl Flores and Sakori Smith. And it's a squib kick. It's going to be fielded at the 31-yard line and fallen on by Vincent Vargas. Actually goes through the hands of one yeoman. And Vargas lays down on it at 31. So the Yeomen start their first drive of the third quarter from their own 31-yard line. Pretty important drive here, Coach.
Yep. Need to get down close to get some kind of points. Just to answer that touchdown by the Rockdale Tigers.
Trips go wide to the right. One man wide to the left is Sakori Smith. He's got a touchdown to his credit tonight of 32 yards. And here's a quick pass to Vargas. Vargas turns outside, picks up good yardage, brought down hard, but not before he picks up about 6 to the 37-yard line. Good move by Vargas after the catch.
Well, he saw what happened to Sims. He wasn't going to be a victim of that.
Second down and 4 for the Yeoman. Two receivers each side, ball on the far hash mark. Yeoman working toward the clock end zone here in the third. 14-6 is our score. Rockdale leads it. Tigers showing blitz. Nickerson sets up, now rolls, and now he's going to run it. and he is hit and fumbles the ball, and the Tigers have recovered at the 40. And a flag is thrown after the fumble recovery. I'm not sure what that was about, but ball is at the 39-yard line.
Unsportsmanlike conduct against the Tigers.
Well, that's got to mark them back to the 46-yard line of the Tigers, which will give the O defense a little breathing room, but nonetheless, a huge turnover committed by the Omen there. Backup quarterback Jacob Smitherman has his pads off, working on his right shoulder. And here's a handoff to Ramey, finding his hole and picks up about four to midfield.
What bothers me is he's not in there at the safety, and that's that's where we've needed his help.
And another, is that a run by Ramey?
Yep.
All the way down to the 40-yard line. And that'll move the chains. They'll mark it just outside the 40. First and 10. Twins to the left, one to the right, and it's a reverse pass. Wide open goes the receiver, Roth. He's got it. Touchdown, Tigers. Okay. 40-yard pass. On the reverse pass to Roth, his second touchdown of the night. And the Tigers extend their lead 20-6 over the Omen with the extra point coming up. So they do what they're supposed to do, and that's turn turnover into points. The Tigers did that very quickly with two running plays and the touchdown bomb. Here's the kick. Extra point is blocked by Shavira, picked up by Trey Lewis. He's coming back the other way, but he'll be tackled. But the extra point fails, and with 7:30 remaining in the third quarter, the Tigers have scored twice quickly and lead the Yeoman 20-6. We're back to Yo Stadium in a moment.
John Deere 3 E-Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements, plus get 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Welcome back to Yo Stadium. A drastic turn of events not in favor of the Omen. A turnover quickly converted into 7 or 6 points after the Tigers had already driven down in their opening drive of the third quarter. And now they lead it 20-6. Not time to panic, though, for the Omen.
Oh, no, there's a lot of time left in this football game.
Here's the kickoff. It's another squib kick. It's going to be fielded by Vincent Vargas, this time at the 25 or the 35. He's up to the 45-yard line. Good return by Vargas. And the Yeoman will be 55 yards away from a desperately needing to score.
Well, when... after they scored their first touchdown in the third quarter, the one thing you did not need was a turnover, and we did, and now they cashed in on it. So now we've got to go down and get some points.
Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. As Nickerson will fake the throw out to the right side, and he will keep it up the middle and pick up about 4 yards to the 49. Well, I think that time Reed saw that the play was covered.
Yes, sir.
And didn't throw it. and I'm sure a receiver will thank him in the film room for
that. You betcha.
Second down and five. They give him five up to midfield. Trips go wide right. One man is Socorri Smith wide to the left. He's got the only score of the night for the Yeoman. And Tiger showing blitz. Nickerson drops back, sets up, and he throws over the middle to Socorri Smith. He is hit at the 28 and dropped. But a big gainer by Corey Smith across the middle for Reed Nickerson. Twenty-two yards on the catch by Socorri Smith. And the Yeoman quickly line up, sending trips to the right, left, and a handoff to Trayon Smith. And he is in the secondary fighting his way inside the 20. Down to the 19-yard line for a gain of about eight, maybe nine. And it's second down and short for the Yeoman inside the Tiger red zone. Second and two for the Yeoman inside the Mallaires Discount Center red zone. 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Wide receivers to both sides, and Nickerson will roll right and throw right and overthrow Jordan Wells, and probably okay that he did because Wells was covered well. Third down and two now for the Yeoman. Yeoman will send twin receivers to both sides again. Trayon Smith in the backfield. Well, the Yeoman needed short yardage. It hadn't been there with the run. Direct snap to Smith, and this time he's got it inside the 15, down to the 13, 14-yard line. Good, on the direct snap.
Good job out of the middle of the line that time. No yellow gold jerseys coming off in anybody.
Twins again to both sides. Quick snap and a whistle before the snap. And Rockdale calls a timeout. So each team has burned a timeout here in the third quarter. And with 5:32 left in the third, the Rockdale Tigers lead the Yeoman 20-6, but the Yeoman are threatening. We're back in a moment. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
You feel it the minute you walk in our doors. You know you're in a friendly place, a place where people know their jobs and enjoy doing them. Everywhere you look, you see people helping people. Good service and a good attitude have a lot to do with each other. You can't have one if you don't have the other. A strong bank is built on strong relationships. Strong relationships are built on good service. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
First and 10 for the Yeoman at the Tiger 14-yard line. Trying to give away a $30 gas card here midway through the third quarter. Nickerson drops straight back, looks left, and now runs left. And now he will try to turn the corner, and he dives down to about the 17-yard line. He will lose about 3 yards on that run.
Well, when they get ready to try to stop you, they're, especially your passing game, they're bringing backers and everyone. And they've been standing up, so you don't know exactly where they're coming from. That offensive line's got to really be on their toes.
Second down and 13 for the Yeoman. Again, two wide receivers both sides. And Trayon Smith to the left of Nickerson in the backfield. And Nickerson dropping straight back. And now he is going to roll to his right and throw on the run as he was grabbed from behind. And it goes incomplete, third and 13.
Got a Tiger down.
Rockdale's got a player down. We've got a timeout on the field with the injury. We'll take a 30-second break here. It's third and 13 for the Yeoman inside the Tiger red zone. When we come back, 20-6, the Tigers lead it. This is Yo Football on the Ranch. Well, we'll keep it right here. Both teams are on a knee as Tiger is down on the field with an injury. Cameron Yeoman have given up two quick scores here in the third quarter. The opening drive resulted in a touchdown for the Tigers that went nine plays and 58 yards, capped by an 18-yard Ramey TD run. But the big play in this drive was an offsides by the Yeoman on a fourth down. That was an incomplete pass and would have turned the ball over on downs. Kept the drive alive, and it didn't take them long after that gift to cash in. And the second touchdown drive came on a Reed Nickerson fumble after a scramble, and it didn't take them long then either. Three plays, capped by a 40-yard TD pass to Roth. And the Tigers lead it 20-6. Pierce Loth, that is. He has two touchdowns, receptions, on the night, Pierce Loth. Trips go wide to the right for the Yeoman as we get it back to play. Third down and 13 from the Tiger 23-yard line, 22-yard line. Well, you got to think the Tigers, the Yeoman, have two downs to pick up at least a first down at the four. Here we go. The old crowd's in it for the Yeoman. Trips wide to the right. Nickerson drops back, looking right, now looks left and throws across the middle. Incomplete. Corey Smith was hit as the ball got there at the 3-yard line on a huge collision, and it's fourth down. Fourth down and 13, almost 14 for the Yeoman. And they'll go for it here as the Tigers drop back. Trips wide to the right, one man to the left. Nickerson dropping back, looking, sets up in the pocket, now rolls to his right, and he's going to try to run it. He is inside the five, dives a 360 at the goal line, but he didn't quite get in. He's down to one, and it's first and goal, Yeoman.
Right on the one-yard line.
Well, Reed Nickerson went airborne and did a cartwheel in the air and landed at the one-foot line. What a gutsy play by the senior quarterback, Reed Nickerson. First and goal for the Yeoman. Trayon Smith in the backfield. Nickerson will hand off. No, it's a direct snap to Smith, and he is in for the touchdown.
That's 24.
That is 24. That is not Trayon Smith. That's C.J. Kennedy, who got the touchdown run from 1 yard out. And with 4:10 remaining, the Yeoman have closed the gap 20-12. The extra point coming up as John Washington will hold for Jaleel Pope. We'll review that Don's Paint and Body scoring drive for you in just a moment. Here's the kick, and it's blocked again. A scramble to kill it, and it's down at the 12. But back-to-back blocked kicks on the extra points. Those kicks are coming out really low as Jaleel is not getting any lift off of the ball.
None at all.
And it is blocked again. So with 4:10 remaining here in the third quarter, the Yeoman closed the gap, and Wesley Hill wins the $30 gas card on the one-yard run by C.J. Kennedy after an acrobatic fourth and 13 run by Reed Nickerson down to the one-foot line. 4:10 left in the third, 20-12, our new score. The Tigers still lead it. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
From your assets to the ones you love, life insurance helps you take care of your family now and in the future. Call Connie Tyndall, your Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud, at 254-583-2467 to find out more about life insurance products available from Texas Farm Bureau. Breathe easier knowing your family will be secure with a life insurance policy that's right for you and your family's needs. Call Connie Tyndall, your Texas Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud, to start protecting the things that matter most in your life.
Back at Yo Stadium, and the Yeoman have closed the gap to within a score. It's our one possession anyway. 20-12 is our score. Two missed extra points by the Yeoman, one by the Tigers. And in a game like this, Coach, you have to think that, you know, that's big.
Yeah, now you're forced to go for two.
Here's the kickoff by Pope. It's going to be fielded at the 17-yard line, coming up to the 25. To the 30 and down at the 35-yard line, and that's where the Tigers will have it first and 10. Here's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. The Cameron Yeoman took over at their own 45-yard line after about a 15-yard return on the kickoff by Vincent Vargas. It took them nine plays to go 55 yards, a 22-yard Zachary Smith catch in that drive, and the key play was a 16-yard scramble by Reed Nickerson on 4th and 13 that put the ball on the one-foot line. C.J. Kennedy took it in from there for the extra point, for the touchdown. The extra point failed, and our score 20-12. That's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. Quick pass out to the left side is caught by Lara. He is carrying Yeoman all the way down inside the 40, the 35, still on his feet, Coach. He caught that ball at midfield, and he carried three or four Yeoman 15 yards before they finally got him out of bounds at the 33.
Well, they're trying to hit him up high, and that's where his strength is. Somebody's got to hit him down low and cut out it, cut those wheels out from under him. He's too big to be tackling up high.
31-yard pass. And it's first and 10 at the 34-yard line. Ramey gets the call, and he's going to bounce outside. He is going to be brought down. Great tackle by Ryan Cullen at the line of scrimmage out toward the Rockdale sideline.
Cullen did a good job of fighting off two blockers to get to that ball carrier. Got a Rockdale Tiger down.
And we do have an injury on the field.
Maybe cramps.
This drive started back at the Rockdale 35-yard line. And quickly, it's down inside the Yo 40 at the 35. And we do have an injury timeout. Both teams on a knee out on the field. 3:27 left in our third quarter. It is 20-12. The Tigers lead it. They have led the entire game. The Yeoman had a chance to tie, but that first blocked extra point erased that chance. And then the Tigers quickly reeled off two scores in this period to take a two-possession lead, but the Yeoman then closed the gap with a 55-yard drive of their own.
That may have been their running back, number 23, who has just left the game.
Ramey is out. A new tailback is in. We'll get his
number five.
Number five, okay. That is going to be Ed Dansby. He is lined up in the pistol formation behind McCartney, and McCartney will... And now we have a flag for illegal procedure against the Tigers, who flinched on the hard count. Mark it back to the 39-yard line, where it's second down and 15 now for the Tigers. 3:21 left here in our third period. Our third quarter tonight brought to you by 10-4 Logistics. Here's the snap, and the handoff is to Dansby. He's hit at the line and dropped. He will get back to the line of scrimmage for no gain.
That was Green on the tackle that time, the right defensive end.
And another Tiger is down. Well, you really, you know, you hate to see this. You know, this is the fourth injury, three for the Tigers and one for the Yeoman here in this ballgame. And we have another injury timeout as both teams are on a knee. We'll take a 30-second break here. 3 minutes left in the third, 20-12. Our score, Tigers lead it. Yo football on the ranch.
Things happen. You make a wrong choice. Turn down the wrong road. That's when you need a friend, someone you can trust. You need Rock&R Bail Bonds operated by Curtis and Lisa Roden of Cameron. Call Rock&R Bail Bonds anytime at 254-697-6000. That's 254-697-6000. Rock&R Bail Bonds offers payment options, including debit and credit cards. Rock&R Bail Bonds, serving the entire Milam County area. Call 254-697-6000.
That is Dylan Ford, big senior offensive lineman for the Tigers, and he is being helped off, putting absolutely no weight on his left leg, so that doesn't look good for his return tonight. And we only hope that's not a serious injury for Dylan Ford. Back to play. Third down and 16 now for the Tigers from about just inside the Yo 40-yard line. Big play here as McCartney will line up in the pistol with Dansby behind him. Twins out to the right, and he's going to throw, looking left, and he throws deep downfield, and Jaylon Bryant is there, but he comes up with a catch at the 3-yard line, 5-yard line, actually, as Jaylon Bryant never turned around and looked for the ball, and Lara is able to haul it in at the 5, first and goal. On a third down and 16. And a 35-yard connection gives the Tigers first and goal from the 5. Breaking a tackle at the line and getting down to about the 3-yard line goes Dansby, the backup running back. And now Ramey checks himself back into the lineup for Dansby.
I think Dansby's kind of glad to see him coming. Because he took a pounding on that play. Bounced around down there like a ping pong ball.
It is second and goal from the 3-yard line now as Ramey is back in. At tailback. Twins go wide to the left. McCartney will hand off to Ramey right up the middle, and he darts in for the score. I need a field.
How far?
Give me the pen. Oh, my. I guess I just need to go on and speak my mind. Chandler couldn't read it. Timeout, Tigers. Now, that's another unusual timeout, huh?
Yeah. Very unusual.
On an extra point. They have burned their timeouts rather strangely.
Well, the only thing I can think might have happened was that number, was it 50 that went out of the ball game? This is a special teams unit getting ready to kick the extra point. That maybe whoever was supposed to be in there forgot that number 50 wasn't there. Maybe they didn't have enough guys on the field. That's the only reason I can imagine taking that timeout.
So that is actually their second timeout of this second half, and we're not out of the third quarter yet. That was a 6-play, 65-yard drive by the Tigers. Two big, what do you call those 20-plus plays? Explosion plays?
Explosions.
Yeah, a 31-yard pass reception and a 35-yard pass reception in that drive. Here's the extra point. It's up and it's good. And with a 140 left in the third, the Tigers go up 27-12 on the Yeoman. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Fall is perfect for getting cozy, and that makes it the perfect time to call Cox's Heating and AC for a new Lennox home comfort system. And right now, receive a rebate up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Cox's Heating and AC, 254-697-4252 today. That's 254-697-4252 for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year. License number TACLB-009432E. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
All right, we are back as the Tigers have scored just about every time they've touched the ball here in the third quarter. That's three touchdowns here in the third by the Rockdale Tigers, and they extend their lead over the Yeoman 27-12 with a minute 40 left as we are in the waning minutes of the third quarter. Our third quarter tonight has been brought to you by Jeff Gellner and the staff at 10-4 Logistics in Cameron, proud to support Yeoman football and the youth of Milam County in both academics and athletics. Shavira tees it up, and he'll boot it. A squib kick that's going to be fielded at the 34-yard line by Trey Lewis. He's up across the 45, stays on his feet, and dives up to the 48-yard line.